Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, JAWS Navigation Quick Key Manager. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Today, I would like to discuss the JAWS Navigation Quick Key Manager. This is actually something I sort of stumbled upon. I kind of forgot it existed. And I was messing around a couple days ago and found it in the Utilities menu. I'm not sure how far this goes back. I know that you've been able to use quick keys to move around web pages, and in certain instances in Microsoft Word and Microsoft Outlook, there are some navigation quick keystrokes that get you places when certain modes are turned on. However, I had forgotten that this key manager existed, where you can actually change the keystrokes if you want for the various key assignments. And so I'm going to kind of demonstrate what it looks like and how to get to it and how to change things. For starters, if you're in a web browser, you turn quick keys on with N, it toggles them on or off. If you're in Microsoft Word, and I think in Microsoft Outlook, quick keys are turned on with Insert Z. Odd combination, but there you have it. And actually, these also work in Adobe Acrobat Reader. So how do we get to the Quick Key Manager? And what kinds of things does it have in it and stuff like that? So I'm going to open up the JAWS
Context Menu, Options Submenu,
Utilities
Submenu, JAWS Tandem Submenu, Merge Utility, Synthesizer and Braille Manager, Sound Card Submenu, Settings Center, Keyboard Manager, Dictionary Manager, Frame Viewer, Script Manager, Navigation Quick Key Manager Submenu.
All the way at the bottom.
Reinitial navigation, HTML/PDF, ..
Or almost at the bottom. And you have these three choices, HTML, PDF.
Microsoft Word, .. Microsoft Outlook 2007, .. HTML/PDF, ..
And those are the three ones you have. So I'm going to go into HTML and
leaving
see
menus, navigation, quick key manager dialog, navigation, quick keys list view, Ankara 1 of 37.
And it gives you a list of keys.
Navigation, quick keys, edit key assignment, .. button, Alt plus E.
You can edit the key assignment.
Navigation, quick keys, delete key assignment, button, Alt plus D.
You can delete it.
OK button, Alt plus O. Cancel button, Alt plus C. Navigation, quick keys, list view.
And that's about what you do. So in this dialog box, we have a whole list of keystrokes. And a precaution. The keys can only be assigned, these quick keys, from A to Z and 0 through 9. So there is one keystroke here that's unassigned, which is the on mouse over element, but everything else is being used. So I guess if you want to get rid of one of them and put mouse over elements to a navigation quick key, you can. I would probably get rid of span personally because I have no idea what that does, but that's just me. Maybe it does something really useful and I don't know about it. So if anyone knows what it does, let me know. It is Y, by the way. So
navigation quick keys, delete key assignment button, Alt plus D. OK button, cancel button, Alt plus C.
That is just as an example. Now,
JAWS context menu, options sub menu.
Accidentally got out of it.
Frame script, navigate, reinitial, HTML/Microsoft Word.
We looked at the keys for HTML and PDF. What does Microsoft Word have in it?
Leaving menus, navigation, quick key manager dialog, navigation, quick keys list view, bookmark key, 1 of 26.
And it has a whole bunch. It has 26. Bookmark,
checkbox, X.
Checkbox, and you have the same options.
Navigation, quick keys, edit key assignment, .. button. Navigation, quick keys, delete key assignment, button, Alt, OK button, Alt plus O.
And Outlook 2007 has the same options as well. And you're wondering, well, if I'm in Microsoft and I want to type letters, then how do these quick keys work? I don't understand. That's where you hit Insert Z, and it turns that mode on so that you can't type letters, but you can get to places in a document really quickly with all these things. And someday I may actually demonstrate them as a tip like I did with the HTML navigation quick keys a long, long time ago. But I did want to demonstrate that little utility and how it works. And just be aware that if you're going to assign a keystroke to something that's unassigned, there may be a conflict and you may have to kind of think about what keys you may want to either get rid of or what key you want to use that you'll remember. So it's really a very simple dialog box, and it's great that you can kind of swap these things out and assign and unassign keystrokes to different actions. As yet, I don't know if you have the ability to make your own actions without writing a script, but these are certain predefined actions that can have a quick key assigned to them. So thank you very much for listening. It's simple as that, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.